Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, welcome to the weekend. It's time to hustle and shine. With Brian B. signing, reporting live from the Brown and Cooper studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 58 currently. It is 50 fair skies at Ruskin.
Hi, yeah.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Friday the 13th / less than 24 hours from 314 down?
I was glad you mentioned it. We getting scary this morning on Hustle and Shine. Maybe it's lucky number 13 for some folks. I don't know, D.
Maybe.
Yeah, but we're going to have a little fun this morning, though.
Yeah. Well, we got your TMG going down, too, at your 23s. Travis Kelce speaks on Taylor Swift, inspiring him to keep playing. And Mr. Magic City speaks on the NBA canceling Magic City now.
We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. I know D, she got a busy weekend. I know she been stretching out them hamstrings a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow is 314 day, and we got to celebrate it just a little bit right here.
Just
on Hustle
a little.
And Shine. This is how we going to start off. Shout out to our St. Louis cousins. We love you. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams. Come on. Situation feels overwhelming because you are so fully immersed in it. Yet you are much more. Life and its possibilities are far greater than the circumstances of the moment. Step back a bit with the intention of raising and widening your perspective. Connect with your confidence, your resourcefulness, and your enthusiasm for moving forward. Claim the energy that exists within you and around you. Decide to utilize that energy for empowerment and improvement. The situation is what it is, and you are capable of successfully handling it. You are also capable of transcending the disappointments and limitations of the moment. Elevate your focus until it is saturated with compelling purpose. Follow that focus and put effort behind it as you work to make advances and improvements. In your imperfect surroundings, there's a golden opportunity. Muster the strength and the will to see it and make good use of it now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 57. Currently 51 fair skies at Raytown South. Rapper Lil Nas X looked very positive the other day while arriving at the L.A. courthouse for his battery hearing. Now, he faces four felony charges after allegedly stripping and lunging at an officer back in August, and he finally speaks to his fans.
All I wanted to say is to my fans, I really love and I miss you, and I appreciate your support so much, and I can't wait to be back hugging you guys.
Boy, out there acting a fool, ain't he?
Well, he pleaded not guilty and completed his inpatient treatment. Now, if he's convicted, though, he could face up to 5 years in prison, but I'm sure his lawyer is going to get him off. So, but we'll update you.
I don't know if it's, him going to prison is the best thing for him. Yikes. So I'm praying for that young man, dog.
Yikes. Well, in other news, Travis Kelce spoke on the Pat McAfee show about Taylor Swift actually inspiring him to return back for another season.
It's amazing to see her keep going to the table, keep finding new melodies and seeing her have that love and joy. Something like that definitely motivates me to say, you know what? I'm not done either.
I know that's right, Trav. We need you, dog. I know you still got a little juice in you. Pause.
Yeah, heavy on that.
But, man, I am happy. You know, the last thing we wanted to see as Chiefs fans was Chris Oladokun. And look, man, he's, shout out to Chris Oladokun. You did a good job last year. But that the last pass to Travis Kelce is Chris Oladokun. No. His last pass got to be for Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 61. Where is it at this year? Atlanta?
Is it? No, I don't think so. I think it's back in L.A. I think it's somewhere. I think it's somewhere
in
L.A.
It is in L.A. Yeah. So Super Bowl 61 L.A., we need Travis Kelce. His last pass would be a touchdown catch from Patrick Mahomes when his fourth Super Bowl.
That would be beautiful. And then him and Taylor Swift can go live happily ever after. Fingers crossed for that. That's the Morning Gossip on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be back as we talk about some things happening in the town.
Had to get that all, D.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Ahead and do
my
your
bad.
Big one. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hop 103 Jams.
How about that D, baby?
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
I don't know if you've been tapped into Big 12. Shout out to West Virginia's women's basketball team because the tournament for the women's bracket was last week. And so now the men's has been going down. Even Pat Mahomes was at the game the other day.
Limping a little bit, but he all right.
Yeah, he all right. He'll be all okay. But who might not be okay is some of the players. So Big 12 is switching to hardwood court after injuries and complaints about the glass floor. So now they have this super high-tech floor. It's like a high-tech LED glass court at the T-Mobile Center.
Yeah.
A surface designed to display graphics and animations during the games. And players have said, yo, it's throwing us off. Somebody got a headache looking at the court. Like, it's just a lot of different things. Now, I'm sure to the people that designed it, it was like, this looks nice. But after several complaints, the commissioner said, yeah, we're going to switch back to the hardwood, which is probably for the best because you don't want players getting injured because y'all want it to be so 2026.
Yeah. I remember, speaking of like different floors and stuff, mm-hmm. It can be a little weird and a little odd, especially if you're a real like basketball person who wants a hardwood floor at all times. I remember I went to Paseo when I was eighth grade freshman in high school, mm-hmm. and they had a rubber floor for their basketball court. Mm. It was rubber, it was really hard rubber.
Interesting.
It was crazy in there. But at the top, Paseo was one of the best high school teams in the city at that time too, though. So
was that rubber floor?
Yeah. So yeah, man.
We don't want our athletes out here getting injured, especially for Big 12.
No.
We don't want that to stain.
It does look
physics.
Cool though. I did.
Very much.
It might be better for a dance floor or something, but not basketball. Basketball should be on hardwood only.
Right, let's just keep it simple. And shout out to everybody that's been a part of it. I've been seeing Lex Stone. She's been live on the court reporting for it over at the Kansas City Star. And, of course, you know, a friend of Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Yeah.
DJ Duke been holding it down for the women's and men's set in the DJ. So if you pull up and you hear the music is cracking, it's DJ Booth. DJ Duke, they got you.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Recently released renderings of the Roy Blunt Luminary Park feature a performance pavilion, grand lawn, and play structures, among other amenities. So work has continued to address constructability, tunnel safety, phases and scheduling, and relocation of the streetcar's traction power substation and more that they'll have over there. And the goal is to commence construction in July after the World Cup. So this sustainable urban park, y'all, it'll be 5.5 acres from Wyandotte to Grand over I-670.
Okay.
From Wyandotte to Baltimore. So this is like a park in downtown that'll be over the overpass of the highway. So it'll have park-like amenities, and over 30 feet of elevation will create a little oasis.
for this Roy Blunt Luminary Park. So I can't wait to see what this looks like. Of course, this is down the road. This is probably going to be next year or 2 years or something like that. But also I mentioned that because later on today, I was invited to a Morton Amphitheater, and they invited me to a hard hat tour.
Yeah.
So it's so many things popping up in KC.
It is.
So many of them.
And that's the amphitheater which I believe Neo and Akon, when they come to the town, that they'll be performing there too. So that'd be good. So yeah, make sure we get all the videos. We're going to be stalking your social media to see what it looks like and to get that inside.
Yep, I'm going to have video. I'm going to have pictures. I might go live or something. Yeah. So
please do. We want to see everything.
Neo and Akon, what a combination that is.
That's interesting. It is very interesting. But I think they'll blend pretty good together.
We're going to have a Wang Dang Doodle, y'all. Busy Bit Man, 816 Day. We on Hustling Shop.
Love to all of the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Watching us on a stream right here on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook and YouTube page, and on my Instagram page too at Brian B. Shining. We love and appreciate y'all. However you listening to us, old school way on the radio. Somebody getting pulled over right now on 71. I see y'all. I hope you got your registration and all that, cousin.
Yeah, please.
Shout out to everybody that's north on 291 going to Liberty, or you in Kansas on 35. Please make it safe to your destination.
Slow down.
And know that Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we appreciate you making us a part of your daily morning routine, because we know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. You know where that was sent from. Chef Taco, as always.
A kid in the kitchen.
Happy Friday to crew at Rye KC and Olathe, Nikki, Sherry, Anthony, Maurice. That was sent from Sherry. Have a great weekend, cousins. Also, Carissa and Lucy. That love was sent over from Denisha. Shout out to Brijane, Monet, Kyrie, and Marquan. That was sent from Mama Kiera. Also, Anthony Drone, Big Reese. Big love to Leslie Washington. Have a blessed day, baby. I know that's right. You better send some love. Shout out to Sandra Pearl, very outgoing person. Miss Cindy, she told us about, I want my swag bag. Well, you better be there this Sunday on location. The first 103
listeners. Stop getting kicked
out
of all the restaurants in Kansas City, Miss Cindy.
Pull up on me this Sunday, Miss Cindy. Carmen Nard sent us a happy Friday the 13th, cousins. I consider this to be a lucky day. Good vibes only. I'm with you when you write. Stacey Davis said TGIF, cousins. Have a great weekend and be safe. Shout out to Rich Harris, as always. Hold on, where Rich at? Don't make us text you.
Right.
See where you at. It's like an accountability hotline. We don't see our normal texts. We want to know where you at. Make sure you safe and sound. And then, of course, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate each and every one of you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
726, high of 57. Currently, it is 49, partly cloudy skies at Swopel. Actress Megan Good says she is ready to have some babies, and she opened up about motherhood and that she looks forward to it.
I just have never been this happy just simply doing life with someone, the way that we are connected. Everything that I want to do as an actress, for the most part, I've already done. And everything that I want to do are things that I think that I would do much better as a mother.
Hey, boy, they taking this PR relationship to another level, huh, D?
I mean, at this point, I'm falling for it. I think they really, I thought it was that in the beginning, but she ain't blinked twice yet, so.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. I mean, that's her husband. They want to move forward and do more. That's beautiful.
He's a good man, Savannah.
That's good marriage
a
propaganda.
Good man.
It started off very rocky, might I add. Allegations, court, a lot of stuff, but sounds like they're in a good
You're
place.
You're a monster.
Now, former Love and Hip Hop Atlanta star Mimi Foss, you might remember her from them Rods and a bunch of other things that happened during the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Whoa, my bad. Well, she's reflecting on the realities of reality TV and letting people know you need to have a backup plan.
Ain't nothing like hip-hop music.
Because when it's over, it's over immediately. Mm-hmm. There's no residual income. Mm-mm. There is nothing coming your way. So make sure you have something in the bag and you have something set up. When I was on there, I was so engulfed
in the current.
In the current that I didn't set up myself for the after.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what her saying that is true in any industry, in any part of your life. There's so many times where people are too engulfed in what is happening in the now, in one thing. And we live in a day and age where you see people have 20 different side hustles. And with this economy, these gas prices and everything else, you need to have multiple things. Because you might get a pink slip at the end of the day.
Include multiple shower rides.
Yikes.
But I will say, she's writing that, of course, but I think another thing that people don't think about with reality TV is how you're going to look at yourself 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. Example, Flavor of Love is on Tubi. Mm-hmm. 20 years ago with Pumpkin spat on New York or whatever. It's like, I'm pretty sure some of those girls that were on those shows, I'm pretty sure they have a little regret with that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Now, but I mean, you have...
And they can do whatever they want to do with it. Like, they can put it on whatever platform. Yeah. They can
reliving those moments is probably uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's a difference, because we all have things that we probably regret in life and we look bad on. But it's different when it's recorded, too. So you just got to be cool with that.
Professionally.
They doing it for a check. So...
And this is, we make
bad decisions for nothing.
And it's going to be on streaming platforms forever.
Forever.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
I am hungry right now, boy. Like,
I just want me some.
You want what?
I just warm something up. I've been starving this whole time as well.
Yeah, I'm starving. Well, Chipotle, a.k.a. Chipotle, just dropped the ultimate Friday the 13th move, D. You into that? You like Chipotle? You a Chipotle fan, D?
I'm not, but I know you love it, though. Yeah, I don't.
Boy, oh boy. Yes, I love me a good warm temperature Chipotle, boy. You hit up any participating spot today, 3 to 4 p.m., and flash a tattoo for a straight up buy one, get one free entree.
A tattoo?
Real ink. That's
for
right.
Real?
Temporary or even something you sharpie on your right arm before you walk in. They are accepting all of it. Burritos, bowls, tacos, salads. Up to five free items per order as long as you buy one at equal or higher value. Okay. In restaurant.
Like, where's the gag at?
Right. So if I buy a burrito bowl in a quesadilla or whatever, I can get that for free, I guess.
Got you. Okay.
So it's in restaurant only, no app or delivery nonsense.
Oh, I bet.
So D, you drawing something on your arm or something before you go in?
I'm already tatted, but I'm okay. I'll go if you want me to go and get you something too. Because
yes.
I know that's your spot.
Steak quesadilla.
Okay.
And
let me write this down.
Yeah, give me a burrito. No, not burrito. Let me get a bowl.
A bowl.
All right, chicken.
Okay. Are you the type of person that watches them put the chicken and be like,
no, I
more.
Don't do all that. No, I don't do all that. No, I let them do their job and, you know, they give me what
you
they give me.
You better ask what you want.
All that. I ain't been doing
like, I be seeing, like what?
Half brown rice.
Okay.
Black beans. Mm-hmm. I need the mild salsa, not the hot one or not the red one. The green one. I need extra corn. Cheese, Jesus. And light lettuce.
Corn, beans.
Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mild sauce. You finna be in that bathroom for a while.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie to you. Take me through that.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
I've been knowing Jay White did it for a while now. Mm-hmm. Back in my days on Underground Heat when I was playing local music. Mm-hmm. And he would send beats and he would send his singles and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I like Jay White started off from some humble times, but man, no need to be humble no more.
No more.
As Cardi B's Bodak Yellow surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow.
Come on.
You can f with me.
If you want, come on.
Jay White did it. Major congratulations, family. I mean, we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
The energy is always phenomenal. He's always putting on for the town. So that is a major accomplishment.
Yo, Jay White, I seen where he come from with his work ethic and how he's able to now.
Yeah.
Like he said, I am the wave now.
Yeah.
Fam, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be more proud of you, man. We appreciate everything you do for the
Absolutely.
Town. Because he comes in and out of the city trying to, you know, do things and make connections here and all of that. So
he was just linked up with Tech N9ne, too.
Exactly.
We can expect something new, maybe.
That's right, man. Jay White, congratulations, man.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
D, stop strolling and get in the booth, man.
Yikes. You not gonna have nobody calling my phone. Hold on, let me go and get in the booth. Shout out to the Greeks, though.
Come on.
You know, hustle and shine in the streets, as always. We got a jam-packed weekend for you. Let's see what we can do.
Come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Less than 24 hours to 314 day. Hustle, shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Let's hustle for the future. Pull up on Sunday.
Come on. Okay. Starting off this morning in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm going to Indian Creek Elementary and I'm reading to our babies.
Oh, you gonna put your reading glasses on and get to it?
That's right. Unc is gonna be in the building, y'all.
I love that. And then also, you got the glasses on and you taking that off, putting on the hard hat, right?
That's right. I will be touring the new Morton Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Trying to see what that looking like. Watch my socials at Brian B. Shine on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. I will have pictures and video of the new Morton Amphitheater on deck.
And make sure while you out too, you supporting the community and the kids. Pull up over at Ruskin. I know that they have a play for tonight and tomorrow. Lend Me a Soprano. That's going down 7 p.m. Yeah. So make sure you supporting your kids and your community.
Pull up on them babies at Ruskin High School and see them with this play. Shout out to Peyton Michael, who's the director and the teacher for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Go out and support our babies, y'all.
Please do. While you doing that, I'll be 4 to 6 p.m. at Metro by T-Mobile. I'll drop that location on my Instagram page and the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, so you'll see that shortly. We're doing a bunch of hookups. Match your refund. That $1,000, yeah, pull up on location. You know how we get down for the Metro by T-Mobile pop-ups. And then later tonight, you know it's going down. We're celebrating Pisces season. I'll be at Aura with it. I bring some friends with me too, 10 p.m. sharp. So, yeah, the vibe's going to be amazing tonight.
And then you got 314 Day tomorrow at Patio.
Yeah, it's going down over in Independo. We got free bags of Red Hot Ripplets. And we got some raffle prizes. So you want your chips, you want to have a good time. Shout out to DJ Wild Boy. He'll be linking up with me over there. Shout out to Els once again for opening up Patio for us.
You know it. And then R&B Shining. We're going to get sexy. Hey, Rod said he's coming to R&B Shining at In Good Company. Shout out to Kim Keys and the crew. R&B Shining featuring Kim Keys going down at In Good Company tomorrow night.
Yes, and then on your Sunday, make sure you wake up, get your sermon in, get your church in, and then after that, 1 to 4 p.m., we'll be in Lee Summit for the Hustle for the Future sports pop-up, 8:40, Blue Ridge. See, look at me, so used to everything else. Blue Parkway and Lee Summit, cause it's simple.
And Dick's Sporting Goods. Yep. And Lee Summit, y'all.
Mm-hmm. First 103 listeners, we got something for you for free.
Happy 314 Day, D.
I love that. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
To all the cousins, please have a safe and beautiful weekend. But most of all, please don't be an idiot.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824, high up 57. Currently, it is 49, partly cloudy skies in the Power and Light District. Audio has surfaced of former NBA star and Hall of Famer Dwight Howard calling the police on his wife, Amy Luciano.
Someone stole my jewelry, my wedding ring, my phones, and they left the house.
They stole it from this address?
Yes, they stole it from this address. They was in a gray Camaro. It's female in a gray Camaro.
Of course, it was a longer call, but he has also filed for a divorce from Amy, so
damn,
I don't think that's any surprise compared to what's been going on with them, so there's that.
My divorce!
How about that?
Richard Lawson. Switching gears, we've talked about this a couple times in the past week of Magic City Night.
Oh, boy.
There was a supposed Magic City Night where the Atlanta Hawks NBA team was supposed to have some type of promotion. Now, since then, the NBA has said we've canceled it, and Mr. Magic City, the owner, has spoken about it.
Yeah, they blew it out of proportion. It was just chicken wings in the name.
What? It was just chicken wings in the name?
Yeah.
Magic City?
What they were going to do, the promotion that they had. It was just chicken wings, and I think they were going to, like, T.I. still performing. They were going to have certain things on social media, but it was just the chicken wings, I guess, were going to be added to whatever they were serving at the arena that night.
Okay, so what's the point then?
What do you mean, what's the point?
If all we're doing is celebrating chicken wings, what's the point of Magic City Night?
Because that's what Magic City's known for, they chicken wings.
Like, I know,
But that's what
it,
they,
though? Like...
Yeah, you know, people really
That's
do
it?
Be going there for the food and the other stuff, but people really do be going there for the
Buck
food.
Naked.
No, I get it, but that's how we're celebrating, though? Like, that's it? Just chicken wings? It, culture or the history of Magic City, how it impacts the city?
That's part of the culture of Magic City.
But all we're celebrating is chicken wings.
In the new.
Like, they were doing some other things, like I said. T.I. was a part of the performance and a bunch of other things. So, I mean, that's Atlanta culture.
So, it's all about chicken wings.
The main promotion that he allegedly, the main promotion that they were doing, they weren't going to have any dancers.
Fucking naked.
Which what people, of course, suspected. They thought it was going to be a players club in there.
You can see they public ass.
So, no chicken wings for the Atlanta Hawks on Magic City Monday.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for
birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those dreamy, adaptable, and overly sensitive Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to singer-songwriter Glenn Lewis. Sending a happy birthday to Canadian and former NBA player. Happy birthday to Tristan Thompson. Sending over some birthday love to rapper and singer Kamaya. A big happy birthday to fashion expert and shoe designer Jessica Rich. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to rapper and actor who's given us songs like Come Close and movies like Just Right. Happy birthday to Common.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, LaShawn Jackson Thomas, Mary Zeminye, and Dante Campbell. Sending birthday love to Ron Franklin, Terrence Blanks, and Tyree Johnson. Plus a big special happy 15th birthday to Alfred Mounds Jr. and everybody else born on March 13th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Sydney.
Hey, Sydney, what you doing on this Friday?
Just dropped my son off to school.
Okay.
Listen to the radio.
Okay. Sydney, what flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I got the Yankee Candle one, the vanilla cupcake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, you get your stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond. You Sadini.
Making that real.
Okay.
All right, Sydney, we got a shot to get you automatically qualified to win 4 tickets to go see Cardi B. She'll be in Kansas City on Tuesday at the T-Mobile Center. And we got a chance to throw in a gift card for you to get your eat on. But you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Full of breaks, make it. Put a white boy on the song, I might turn GCL. Keep it G from the go to the end, from the start. You know me, Cardi B, popping on the charts.
If I hit it one time, I'm a paper. If I hit it 2 times, then I like her.
Yeah.
If I 3 times, I'm a white
girl.
It ain't safe for the black or the white girl.
It ain't safe. I'm out of character, man. It's the Yankee Candle you got in there.
All right, cousin, you are now automatically qualified for a chance to win those 4 tickets. The winner will be announced on the 16th. For you and your people, who you going to take with you if you get those tickets?
My best friend.
Here you go.
Best friend Friday. Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hot 103 Jam. Hustle and Shine.